Welcome to the Digital Society Podcast. This week's topic is Internet of Things. Hello, I'm Amanda from the Library Student Team, and today on the Digital Society Podcast, we are joined by Dave to talk about Internet of Things.
Hello, my name is Dave Hurst. I'm a teaching and learning librarian at the University of Manchester Library. I'm one of the course leaders on the Digital Society course, and one of the areas that I'm interested in is the relationship that we have with technology, its impact on our daily lives, and how this relationship will develop and evolve in the future. In this week's session, we will be introducing you to the Internet of Things. We are now more technologically connected than ever before, between our friends, our working environment, and the machines that operate beside us. We will look critically at your relationship with technology and the speed at which the machines around us are adapting and reacting to our changing requirements. We will explore how the Internet of Things fits within the historical background of other disruptive technologies, such as the Industrial Revolution and the Internet, tracing a path from the 1700s up to the present day. So what is the Internet of Things? You might not have heard of it, or if you had heard of it, not really thought about what it could mean to you. There are lots of different definitions which tell you a story in itself, that the Internet of Things means different things to different people, whether you are a consumer, a stockholder, or a company. It is having an impact on you, whether you're aware of it or not, and could have more of an impact on your working life in the years ahead. So how have we got to the current development of the Internet of Things? Well, on a basic level, it's to do with the complex relationships that exist between people. E.g., there are lots and lots of people on the planet, and our data, we have lots and lots of data, and machines, we have lots of those, and they use and manipulate our data. We will explore how people, data, and machines are interconnected, and how they have made the Internet of Things a reality. Finally, you'll be asked to critically think about the Internet of Things and its potential. Will the Internet of Things be a force for good, or will it be a force for bad, or perhaps a mixture of both? This is where you can comment and talk about the broad themes that we have discussed in this session. Thank you.